Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Nick of Silent Podcast. And today I'm going to be telling you why one day I'm going to become a millionaire. And I'm going to explain to you why. See, ever since I was a kid, I've been fascinated with how things work. Yes, I've had low self-esteem, depression, laziness, fear, and doubt. Those negative effects have ran rampant through my mind, which prevented me for the past 6 years of doing anything good with my life. But I've always had this fire and desire in my heart to do more with my life. Okay. I really loved posting videos back in the day, right? If my mom wouldn't have been like, oh, you know, you don't need to be posting videos on YouTube, that would have been nothing. I started March 11th, 2011. If I would have stayed consistent with it, I would probably be one of the biggest YouTubers in the world. Do I think I would have surpassed Mr. Beast? No. I wouldn't have. But I would be up there. I'd at least have anywhere from 20 to 30 million subscribers. Especially with the big imagination that I have. You know what I'm saying? Because with my imagination, if I could put that shit on a piece of paper and then bring it to life, who knows what I can achieve? You know what I'm saying? There are so many people that have achieved things. Of course, there's been people that have had family that was able to give them money to help them. Yeah, there's people that helped. You're always going to have somebody help you along the way. You know what I'm saying? Even something small, like my job at Parker's, right? I had more of an advantage over the other guys because the manager, Brad, used to work for my mom. She used to be his manager. So, of course, it was easier for me to get the job. And on top of that, he was harder on me, which made me a better server. Granted, you know, he was always a pessimist and it was not the best, but I was out running a lot. I was even running with the big boys who've been there for years and I was keeping up. You know what I'm saying? There's things that I've done in my life that I never thought I can do. Let me explain, right? That car outside, I really wanted that car. It's a 2017 white Ford Fusion. I really wanted one of those. Most people want Lamborghinis, Ferraris, BMWs, Rolls Royce, all those cars, right? McLaren. Those were cool. I mean, I used to play a video game on this website, which was like about video, like it was about cars and stuff, but it wasn't really made for that. But there was like a racing game up there, and you can like drive a Sleen or you could drive Ferrari and shit like that and race like CPUs and shit, whatever, right? But that was one of my goals, is to get that car, because when I was driving my Honda, it was in the shop, the piston rings were fried, so I was getting them fixed. They gave me a rental car, which was a 2017 white Ford Fusion, or maybe a little older, but it looked identical to the one I have outside. I fucking wanted that bitch. I think it was a 2017, because I got my car in 2016, so it was brand new. I said, man, I want that fucking car. I want it. And guess what? I've had it since 2020. Granted, my dad had it first, but he gave it to me, and I've been taking care of it. Yeah, I could do a little bit of taking care of it more, like, you know, vacuum the seats and stuff. But that was a dream car of mine. You know what I'm saying? My first phone at 13 was a Net 10 flip phone. You know? And then I got the iPhone 4. Then the 5. Then the 5C. Then I want to say the 6S. Or the 6. It was either the 6 or the 6S. I don't know. I had that for a while. 6. Did I have the 7? No, I think I jumped to 8. I think I had the 5 and then the 6, and then I jumped to 5, 6, and then 7, 8. I don't remember having the 7 or 8. 9, 10, 11. What do I have? The iPhone 12? So I think I had my phone, the 6, for a long time, and then I eventually jumped up. I think I had the 6S. It was huge. And then I jumped to the 12. And, you know, the 12 is smaller. So, I mean, I enjoy it. It's a phone's a phone. You know what I'm saying? Granted, I ate the fucking storage on this bitch. I swear to God, I fucking ate the storage on it. But the thing is, I was meant for more. You know what I'm saying? I remember when it came to trying to get on Google, right? I had a guy, I was sitting in Mr. Collins' class, it was a computer class, and there was a guy next to me, Tyler Barrett. He was typing his name on Google, and he found a picture, just one photo of him. I said, how the fuck did you get on Google? I don't know why it was such a big deal to me, but he told me that he didn't know. And now I understand that, because my name is on Google. You type in Nick Asylum, it pops up everything. My podcast, my music, you know, my Instagram, my Facebook, because I labeled everything Nick Asylum. What was once a username for a video game, because I got locked out of my other account, Joker Asylum, I came up with Nick Asylum, and ever since it's been who I am. My buddy Brandon was like, well, you can change it. And I'm like, I can't now. It's part of my identity. You know, that's like Eminem going and be like, oh, I don't want to be Eminem no more. Or I don't want to be Slim Shady. Don't call me those names anymore. Call me this. People are still going to call you that. Look what happened with Snoop Dogg. He tried to call himself Snoop Lion. He was like, yeah, call me Snoop Lion from now on. It didn't work. He went back to be calling Snoop Dogg. You know, I think it's crazy how, like, entertainers and stuff, they'll make up names and shit, whether you're a YouTuber, rapper, singer, whatever. You come up with these fake names, but then, you know, when it comes to businesses, they name them after themselves. Like HP, Dell, Dyson, McDonald's. All those are named after. Hell, even Raising Cane's, but that was, you know, that was named after a dog. You know? And I mean, there is some companies that aren't named after people, like, you know, Chuck E. Cheese, Kmart, Big Lots, Burger King. You know, those weren't really named after anybody, I don't think. Or Starbucks, I don't know. But the thing is, like, I wanted to be a musician back in the day. I remember sitting in 8th grade and we had this guy named Jacob Keys. Shout out to you, brother. He lives somewhere in Virginia. Like, that's where he's from, Virginia. And he got me to write raps. No. Roll that back. 7th grade, Miss Moretti's class. Okay, he was in my home class, Miss Moretti. So, I wrote so many raps. Some of them I never released. I think the first song I ever wrote was Life is a Roller Coaster. That shit was garbage. I still have it. It's right over there beside my bed. I have it in the book. It's right there. It's so fucking cringe. But the thing is, I was so obsessed with music. And then when I got to 9th grade, me and Tim Medlin were sitting in my escape in the parking lot of my high school. And he just started rapping. I'm going to tell you, he was fucking trash. But at least he was trying. I was too scared. But then I started rapping a little bit. But for some reason, just one day, when I was 19, I was like, fuck it, I'm going to rap. And then I came out with Generation. And then I came out with Success, which was rushed, was garbage. But I mean, the fact is, what I had to use back then, I upgraded from Generation to Success. You know what I'm saying? Generations were beats I got off of YouTube, and I was doing it on Windows Live and Movie Maker, which you couldn't even hear the beat. I was just rapping, you know what I'm saying? But then I got Mixcraft, and I was able to put ad-libs on shit. I was able to make my own beats, even though there are only certain beats you can use on the program. You know, I didn't have, like, keyboards and all this stuff, but I'm learning more about music. Hell, even, I wanted to start a podcast. Now look at me. My podcast is on Spotify. It's on all these different platforms. There's people that are listening. Yeah, they're not, like, doing the best, but I mean, I've been heard from all different parts of the United States, all over the world, different parts of the world. I try to log in, but right now it's not really working. I don't know why. Must have forgotten my password. Oops. Sorry, stupid ass son of a bitch. Stupid ass boys. There you go. There's a whistle. But the thing is, after that, I started getting into music. I was really heavy into it. Like, I was so proud of myself that I was able to release music not only on SoundCloud, but on Spotify. Like, I went from SoundCloud to figuring out how to get on Spotify, Apple, all these other crazy fucking platforms that you wouldn't think that you could get on. You know, back in the day, you wouldn't be able to get on them. You would have to fucking be signed to a label. You know what I'm saying? I remember iTunes. You had to go on iTunes and buy the song for like 99 cents or $1.99. And then the album was like, what, $9-$10? But now we stream things. And it's crazy because of how far things have come. And I remember this. I was at my sister's granddaddy's lake house. I was like, this is such a beautiful house. How did he get something like this? You know what I'm saying? Like, this wasn't his primary house. This was a lake house. And we went, walked on the deck. He had a bar, and then he had like a two-story deck. We went up the spiral stairs, and, you know, we sat on, what is those things, lounge chairs? The ones that you use when you're at the pool. You know, those white ones? Yeah, we threw towels on it, and we just sat on there. And my sister was laying against her husband, which at the time was her boyfriend. And he was just sipping on a beer, and we were just sitting there listening to some country music. Granted, I'm not really big in the country, even though I grew up on it. But, I mean, it was so relaxing. I'm like, bro, this is the life. But the problem is that we're only living this life for a weekend. We're only living it for a week. And I was like, bro, I want to live this more often. You know what I'm saying? I felt that same way in 2021. It was April 1st. Me, Brandon, and Matt, and Bobby went all the way down to Myrtle Beach. And I felt bad because I didn't have the money, and Brandon and help paid for things, and so did Matt. But they wouldn't pay for shit now because I got the money now, you know. But the thing is, like, we got to enjoy it for like 4 to 5 days. And then we had to come back home. You know, you always have that feeling like, shit, I gotta go back to reality. You know, because you're having such a good fucking time that you're just like, bro, I want this more often. I don't want to continue to feel this way. You know what I'm saying? I want to actually enjoy my life. And I was telling Brandon this earlier, and I've heard this on a motivational video. It says, I accidentally said party, but I meant to say play. Would you rather play now and then work the rest of your life? Or would you rather work hard now and play for the rest of your life? Let me see if I can re-say that again. Would you rather play now and then work for the rest of your life? Or would you... Fuck, I can't even say it. Y'all get what I mean. Would you rather play now and work for the rest of your life? Or would you rather work hard now so you could play for the rest of your life? But instead of play, I said party, because he does like to party. But he said he's tuning that back a lot. You know, we all have a goal in life, and we just need to chase it. My problem is I've been more focused on trying to build my friends up, and I'm like, bro, stop worrying about them and worry about yourself. Like, if you want to have more of those fun moments like you did at Myrtle Beach, or what you have at the Granddaddy's Lake House, like, even later on in 2021, we went to another guy's lake house, and me and my sister's husband was sitting on that dock, and it was like a long dock on the water, and they even had like a table and chairs and boats all pulled up to the dock, and I looked at her husband, I said, I'm shocked. He said, me too. I said, I've never seen anything like this, you know, because I grew up broke. My parents didn't do well. Like, people look at my parents' house now and they're like, oh, it's huge. It's two stories. It's very wide. They got 17 acres. They got, you know, a nice truck. They got farm animals. But it wasn't always like that. The house before we lived in this one literally was just beginning of 2019. You know what I'm saying? 2019 wasn't that long ago. 3 years? 3 years, 4 years ago, we weren't living in this. You know what I'm saying? But that's the thing. You gotta want more. And I was standing on that dock and I said, one day I'm gonna be like this. You know, I don't wanna sit here and be like, wow, I just wanna hang out with people that have this. I want to have this. Because I remember back in 2019, now that we've been talking about it, I was working at a safari park. And there was this boss I only saw him once or twice. He had a house, and this safari park is 180 acres. That's a lot, right? That includes everything. The half a mile drive up to the gate, getting in there past the, you know, guest services. You have the 3 mile thing, the 3 mile drive. You have the village that's about a mile. Then you got the behind the scenes where, you know, our break room is. It's in a separate building. Then you got the parking lot for that. Then you got all the parking lots. Then you got his house and his parking lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so much to it. That's expensive. His parents owned a zoo down the street, but it's gotten a lot of bad rep for it, a lot of controversy. I don't think it's going to open. Like, it's not going to stay open much longer, and it's very small. He didn't want to be associated with that, so he went and made his own. Granted, it took him years to build it to where it's at now, but I really wanted to speak to him, but he was asking me, hey, is there any way, like, you could spray this concrete under the pavilion, because it was, like, ketchup and mustard stains? Honestly, me just hitting it with the hose was not going to do anything. I'm like, come on, buddy, you're a millionaire. Like, that was the dumbest shit you could have just said to me. Like, let me go get some fucking soap or something. Let me get some scrubber shit that I can, like, really scrub it with. You know what I'm saying? But he did thank me for getting the peacock shit off the asphalt. I was like, why don't you put your peacocks in a fucking cage somewhere so I can stop cleaning this fucking shit off the daggone, you know, asphalt. But that's the thing, man. I sat back with my bosses, Jeff and Don, right? And I was, like, asking about Mogison, because Mogison is his last name. His first name's Eric. I don't know why I keep calling him Mogison. I guess that's what we just called him all the time. He would, like, talk to my boss, and I just asked about him, like, yo, like, how did he come up with this stuff, and blah, 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 blah. And only Nathan was the one that, like, talked to me about it. And I was like, isn't this cool? Like, don't you guys find this fascinating and how he did it? And then Dom was like, yeah, it's pretty cool. I don't really care. And I was like, what? Like, do you just want to work for this man for the rest of your life? He was a construction worker before, and he fell through a roof and fucked up both of his knees. But he also was like 55 at the time. And I'm like, dude, you just not understand? Like, look how awesome this is. Like, I think that's the difference between me and a lot of people. And that's why they say, you know, the main character and the NPCs. Like, I tried to have this conversation with my mom today, and she was, like, just so full of doubt. I was like, Mom, like, open your eyes. Look what we can do with this house. If you want to move, like, we can have people, like, rent it. And she was like, who really wants to come to the middle of nowhere in the mountains? Us. Dude, we lived in fucking subdivisions. We lived in other places. I mean, look at where we're living. This is beautiful. 17 acres, living in the mountains. You're telling me people that live in cities and stuff, you don't think they want to come out here? Look at all the fucking Airbnbs we went to. We went to fucking middle of nowhere. We even stayed at one shitty one. There was some water behind it, but it was still shitty as fuck. You know what I'm saying? This house is nice. You know, people can, you know, ride around and stuff. You're telling me that nobody's going to want to come and stay at this house. Full of shit. You know, I see things differently. And the best way to explain it was that movie Free Guy. You see how Ryan Reynolds was living the same life over and over every day. And then one day he just put those fucking glasses on and he was like on a whole new level. That's how I see the world right now. I just haven't had the chance to put the glasses on and become that millionaire. But it's not about the money to me, it's about the art. But at the same time, I don't want to sacrifice my art or sell my soul to get to a certain level. I just want to be organic. Because that's what happens, you know. People sell things to other people and they just fuck it all up. Because they didn't have the same vision as you. They just see it as a money grab, not an opportunity. That's why people complain about some companies that make video games that they don't like. They're like, oh, this is bullshit. Or this wasn't as good as it used to be. Or, you know, why is this network removing all the good TV shows I like and all this shit? You know what I'm saying? Because the person that attained it just because they were worried about this person being their competition didn't have the same vision as that person, if that makes any sense, right? But I was so fascinated with Mogensen. I was like, how the fuck did he do this? Because, you know, my parents were spending like $115 for just feed for chickens and goats and shit. And they're only getting like 3 to 4 bags. This guy's got to be getting a discount. I know that the rich get like certain discounts, especially with like businesses. You know, they can get like tax write-offs and shit like that. But how does it work? How does payroll work? How do you hire people for payroll? How do you hire managers? Like, what money does you know, comes out of what account that goes to payroll so you could pay your employees? Is it like a bank? You know what I'm saying? Is it like, you know, are you taking that money from that business and putting it into a banking account? And then what the fuck is liquid assets? You know what I'm saying? Like, what does all this shit even mean? There's a lot of stuff that, especially we young people, don't know. A lot of people hate taxes. I want to figure out how taxes works. Yeah, I fucking suck at math, but I want to know how it works. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm always that type of person. I always am going to be a student. I want to be a student and a sponge. I want to try to absorb as much as I can, even if it's extremely boring. Like, I can't even believe what I achieved. I got the car that I wanted. I got a podcast. I make music and have that on social media platforms. You know, I'm doing good on my YouTube channel. Got 400-something subscribers. Even though I'm not bringing in a lot of views, I mean, the fact that people are watching is amazing. And I do it for fun anyways. You know, I have other podcasts that are doing better than this one. You know, I got TikTok that is just me telling my story times every day, and it's doing fucking well. You know, it's like 8,000 people follow me, and like 400 to 500 to sometimes 300 people watching. Even if there's not many likes, there'll be like maybe 13 to 20 likes, but there's like 400, 500 people fucking watching. That's still a lot of people. Like, I don't even have that many fucking, I mean, I have like 581 on Instagram. Well, I have less now. I got like 577. But I have no engagement. I literally just posted my boy's picture on Instagram. Nobody liked it because it was his birthday. But then there'll be like 20 to 30 people looking at my Instagram story. I'm like, all right, not everybody fucks with you like that, but they'll keep tabs on you, you know. But that's the thing, man. I want to get to a level where I'm happy. I want to be able to enjoy my life more. You know, I'd rather work hard now than to work hard later. And working just this one job is not going to make me more money. I make $13.50 an hour, pay bi-weekly. I'm waiting on this paycheck. You know what I'm saying? You know what? All this time is going by. I'm driving 40 minutes back and forth to work and gas has gotten higher. I want to figure out a side hustle that I can do that's going to make me more money than just fucking door dashing and, you know, flipping objects. You know what I'm saying? Like, buying cheap shit and flipping it on Facebook Market. You know, I want something that brings in more money than that. That's what I want to do. Because I want more streams of income than just one, so I can live comfortably. That's why I would love to, you know, make money off of music and money off of podcasts and money off my job until, you know, other stuff blow up. I'm trying to find other ways, like maybe one day make a little bit of money off TikTok when I get to a certain level. Now I can make 10-minute videos. Now I got big. Maybe, you know, work on YouTube and start getting paid for that. Get paid for podcasts, you know, because I have a little bit of money on this, but I haven't set up my stuff for my other ones, you know. You know, make a little money off of my job and then make a little money off of other shit. You know, there's just so much shit I want to do. And I really gotta put my mind to it. I really gotta put my mind to it because if I don't, I'll never achieve shit. You know, I just don't feel like I'm that majority of people. I see a Ferrari go by me or a Lamborghini or I see that and I'm like, how do these people afford that shit? Like, I was listening to Andrew Tate about that story about how him and his boys were walking to school. And there was a guy who was driving a Ferrari that flew right past him. He was like, how did this guy been able to afford a $400,000 car? And his friends act like they didn't give a shit. Like, cool, the dude's driving a Ferrari. We don't give a damn. That's how I felt when I asked my boss, Don, about how did Mogensen, like, come up with this whole safari park thing? Like, is it stressing him out? Like, what does he do all day? I mean, there's times where he, like, left and he had, like, a GNC Denali. What is those trucks called? It's like Denali. Yeah, it was black. He had one of those and he was literally driving that bitch, hooking a trailer in and took one of his giraffes all the way from Virginia to either Alabama or Florida. He used to have another safari park in Virginia, but he sold it because some shit happened with his daughter. She did something fucked up. She was a director there, and she drowned one of the kangaroo. Like, it was a wallaby. Wallaby is a baby kangaroo, and she drowned it in the bucket. And so, yeah, he sent her ass to Florida, and I guess she's a director down there. But that's not the thing. The fact is, even with that one gone, he has a 350-acre safari park in Alabama. It's his, you can tell. He's got the same fucking logo and everything. The only thing is different is Virginia and Alabama. That's the only thing different. Alabama Safari Park and Virginia Safari Park. It's the same fucking thing. Same logo and everything. The website looks identical to the one up here. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, how does he do that? Like, I look at these people like him who are millionaires and people don't know who the fuck they are. Like, he could literally go anywhere he wants. And I did this side-by-side comparison before, like, Mr. Beast, Ben Francis, right? You're walking down the street, who are you going to recognize first out of them two, Mr. Beast or Ben Francis? Mr. Beast. Mr. Beast is also bigger than Ben Francis on YouTube. Mr. Beast has well over 100 million subscribers. Let me look at it right now. Let me not, fuck it. Sorry, that was Cavils. Let me just look at it right now, like Mr. Beast, prime example. He has 137 million subscribers, and his last video got 123 million, right? Even in his Beast Philanthropy, he got 5.4 million. It's just crazy how he's getting that, but let's just look at Ben Francis, right? Ben Francis. He has 254,000 subscribers. That's it. 254,000. And he put the craziest week of my life. Store launch vlog. Only 32,000. Before that, 32,000. Before that, 15,300. 94,000. 16,000. That ain't shit. That's not shit at all. But guess what? Let's just say net worth. I know net worth is not 100%, but let's look at Mr. Beast's net worth, okay? Oh, God. Oof. I don't know, because he's got all those other channels. What the fuck? An American YouTube star philanthropist has a net worth of 100 million, according to... What? When did Mr. Beast get 100 million? I remember that shit was like 8 million, and then that shit went to 25 million. Now that shit's 100 million. Okay, y'all fucking 105 million? Okay, somebody's fucking it up. 105 million, according to various news, his YouTube income estimates to be around 26 million. So the man's worth 100 million. Shit. Okay, never mind. I thought it was a lot less, but still, let's see what Ben Francis's net worth is. Let's see. With a stake over 70%. 700 million. Okay, so what is that? 700 million in pounds. Let's see. 579 million. So he's worth $500 million. And his company is Gymshark. And Gymshark has a net worth of Let's just say a billion. I think it's a billion. It's a billion-dollar company. Let's see. Ben Francis net worth. I don't care about Ben Francis. 1.2 million. I think it's 1.4 million now. But think about it. His fucking company is 1.4 billion. And he's worth, I think, 700 million or 500 million in American money. I don't know. Still more than Mr. Beast. But nobody knows who he is. But everybody knows Gymshark. If you're into fitness, you know Gymshark. But guess what? Who are you going to approach for a picture if both of them are walking down the street? They both probably give good advice. I would probably talk to Mr. Beast about the business side of YouTube. But when it comes to like merch and all that other crazy shit, I would sit down with Ben and be like, yo, how the fuck did you come up with a $1 billion business? You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy how there's people that can make millions of dollars and nobody's ever heard of them. There was a 26-year-old. We all know him today, or at least know his business. This 26-year-old looked at this guy, I can't remember, in the eyes and said, I'm going to be the richest man on the planet one day. Granted, he was the richest man on the planet at one point. He is not now. But that 26-year-old that said it, I'm going to be the richest man on the planet, was Jeff Bezos. If you don't know who Jeff Bezos is, he is the guy who created Amazon. Everybody knows Amazon. There's no fucking way you don't know what Amazon is. Like, you have to be in an undeveloped... If you're fucking listening to this podcast, you know damn well what Amazon is. Walt Disney. He had 7 bankruptcies and 2 mental breakdowns. But look at his company now. J.K. Rowling, she had no fucking money. They were saying that she was going to a, you know, coffee shop where there was a fan and shit, and sitting there writing her Harry Potter books. But look where Harry Potter is now. There's some things that can make you money, and there's things that could change the world. Change things forever. I mean, look, Harry Potter has changed. I don't know what it's like in other countries, but Harry Potter is really big in America. Whether you love it or hate it, it's fucking big. Scooby-Doo is massive. SpongeBob is massive. Everything Disney is massive. Nickelodeon is massive. Cartoon Network is massive. You know what I'm saying? Like, all this shit is massive. And it's wild. Like, how did people even come up with this? Even people that did not even have the internet. There is people now like Mr. Beast, Logan and KSI, and, you know, Bradley Martin. They're using their YouTube, their social media presence to build these companies. Like, Bradley Martin's got Raw Gear. Raw Talk is his podcast. My bad, Raw Gear. And then you have, like, KSI, Logan with Prime. And then you have Mr. Beast with Feastables and Beast Burger. You know what I'm saying? And then you got Ember Chamberlain. She's got some, like, coffee thing. And then, you know, Heath and Zane, they got their own coffee brand, Cremoda. Something like that. And then David Dobrik, he has his own pizza place. You know what I'm saying? It just blows my mind how there's people that can make millions off the internet, but also millions without anybody even knowing who the fuck you are. Do any of y'all even know who Eric Mogensen is? He doesn't just own one in Virginia and Alabama. He owns one in Florida, too. You know what I'm saying? But we just can't. We can't even grasp it. Like, we're thinking to ourselves, bro, we'll never get to that level. We'll never do this. Doubt and fear and not doing it is the reason why you're where you're at right now. I'm trying to figure out what I want to do. I'm trying to figure out what my pros and my cons are so I can work on that. I get up early, right? I used to get up about 10, 11, and then I go throughout my day. Now I get up. Now that I get up super fucking early for work, I get up at 6. I get up at 7 now, and guess how much I can get done? Like what I was saying with my mom earlier, she likes to talk about all this shit and all that, and I'm like, Mom, like, make it happen. Like, I'm over here trying to make money. I make this podcast because I love to talk and love to reach out to you all and have people on, but it also makes me a little bit of money. Yeah, I don't have a big audience, but if I did, guess what? I'd be making a killing on this fucking podcast to the point I'd have to write it on my fucking taxes. which I ain't getting shit back in taxes, about $200 or something. But you know, if you come up with something, man, you don't have to even, this is something that I tell people a lot, especially with my brother. He feels like you need to invent something new in order to be successful. Let me explain something to y'all. I'm going to name off a few companies that are just newer version. Zoom is just a newer version of fucking Skype. That's all it is. Facebook is just a newer MySpace. Instagram is the first of its own that I know of. TikTok is just a newer Vine with longer time and a little bit different setup, but it's still the same concept. YouTube, it's the first of its kind. Okay, I'll give you that. PayPal. Guess what came after PayPal? Venmo and Cash App. You know what I'm saying? Look at these streaming platforms. Did people look at Netflix and be like, damn, Netflix is already massive. We can't do nothing. Fuck no. Netflix has been a streaming platform since I was living in Bun Farm. Granted, they didn't have a lot of good movies out there. I used to watch a lot of Beavis and Butthead Do America. And before Netflix was even a streaming platform, guess what? They were doing DVDs. You'd get them sent in the mail. You know, you would put them in the mail, send them back, and then they would send you two more that you wanted. But you would have to wait for it. But then Redbox came, and that changed the game. Now, even Redbox is online. They're like, you know, Redbox could have been like, fuck, you know, people ain't really buying from our, you know, machines anymore, which I don't see people. I mean, there's a Redbox right up here at my, what's it called? Dollar General, but I haven't used it. Granted, I'd like to get some video games off of it that I don't have, because they're like fucking expensive now. Games are like $70. I'm like, god dang! What the fuck? I remember when video games were like $50. Now they're like $70. I'm like, damn. They were $70. They came with a lot of exclusive stuff. It came like with a poster, a DLC map pack. It came with, you know, an autograph. It came with more shit. But now $70 for a fucking game? Jesus. But that's the thing too. Like, how are video games made? How is, like, animations made? Like, I have Blender on my computer. Blender's a 3D model, dude. I can literally be making fucking short films like... I can make films like Ratatouille. I can make films like Moana. Or, what is that? Frozen. Because I looked at the short films that I, like, pretty much saw, like, from Blender. I was like, okay, let's see what Blender is like. Let me watch some of these animations. I think an Abominable, it was about a snowman, Abominable Snowman, that was made on Blender, that movie. Of course, you know, these movies use a engine called Maya, which costs more, but Blender's free. You can make so many animations with that. You can make animated short films, animated movies, and their 3D model. You can make shit like Boss Baby. You know, anything 3D, Frozen, Boss Baby, Flushed Away, I don't really know. My buddy likes stop animation, but that's really fucking hard. I think that's the hardest out of all of them, because, you know, you gotta make little clay figures, make different expressions, and then you gotta take a photo and then blend them all together. Oh, man, that's gotta be a pain in the ass. 3 years just to make fucking A Nightmare Before Christmas. I'm going to say A Nightmare on Sesame Street. I used to love that video. But that's the thing, man. I don't know. I've been hyper-obsessed over shit like that. Like, how does streaming platforms work? How do they get on everybody's TV? How do you pay? What is the paying process like? How do they make their money? How did they get the rights? What cameras are they using to make these films? How are this, like, my buddy's in film school, right, and I'm asking him all this fucking crazy questions, like, lighting, sound, production, post-production, what's that mean, pre-production, sound effects, props, there's so many departments, it's makeup department, costume department, I mean, there's so many fucking departments, you know what I'm saying, I just want to know how everything works, you know, I guess I want to be a student. I want to be the best of the best, but sometimes I find myself doing too much, which that ends up to being nothing. Like, I got into doing, you know, this YouTube shit, and I'm doing good with my channel. I don't want to sit up here and say it because I'm not really, like, confident with it. You know, it's a tight-knit community, and I don't want people watching my videos. I don't go under Nick Asylum. I go under a completely different name, and you ain't gonna fucking find it, no matter how hard you try. I don't have none of my social medias following that fucking YouTube page. No siree. And you can't even tell it's me because I'm wearing a mask. So, good luck trying to find it. But that's the thing. I want to make money on the social media shit, and I know it's going to be hard. I'm like, do I want to continue to be a rapper and do it through that way? Because people don't think that you can make money if you're not signed. Dude, the fucking label takes so much of your money. There's so many independent artists that are killing it. Tech N9ne's independent. Just because you don't hear about them doesn't mean that they're not out there. I mean, Tech N9ne's independent. And guess who's a big fan of Tech N9ne? The Rock. Even The Rock jump on the record with Tech N9ne. Tech N9ne's been on a record with Eminem. It's called Speed 'Em, if you don't believe me. You know what I'm saying? Even with the whole MGK versus Eminem. Eminem said it in the song Not Alike. Next time you don't have to use Tech N9ne if you want to come at me with a submachine gun. Because Eminem took shots at MGK took shots at Eminem on Tech N9ne's song. You know what I'm saying? He was like, you just rap, you are not God. And that's where all that started, right? MGK took the first shot on Tech N9ne's song. Tech N9ne's independent. He's independent and had MGK up there take a shot to Eminem. And Eminem even said, you don't even have to use Tech N9ne. Like, he knows who Tech N9ne is, and he's a fan of him. And he's been on a song with him. Tommy Donald, killing it, independent. Bones, I never heard of him until Corpse Husband. He's killing it. Corpse Husband, he literally is a faceless creator. And this dude dropped a song called E-Girls Are Ruining My Life with Savage Gap. And this motherfucker's streams on that song got over 200 million. Let me look at it now. I want to see what Corpse... Like, he hasn't even released shit like that lately. Let's see what Corpse has released. Okay. He has 3 million monthly listeners, and he hasn't released shit in a while. He released a single, Under the Weather, but that's about it. And that was February of 2023. So, yeah, the dude was fucking killing it. I don't even know. Spotify's not telling me now. Because I don't have the subscription for them anymore, so. I want to cry. I want to cry. But that's the thing. Even Corpse Husband didn't even have a music video, and the fucking dude was killing it. You know what I'm saying? He started off as a horror narrator for, you know, horror narrations of people's stories. You know? And then started playing Among Us with everybody. And then he started making music, and he fucking killed it. Look at Danielle Bogoli. She went from Catch Me Outside, how about that, to being a rapper. Yeah, I mean, like I said, everybody has something to help them up. Dr. Phil was able to help her up, and she maintained that career. That's the thing. People are like, oh, you got lucky, or you got this. But you got to think. You got to maintain that shit. Like, if my dad left me $2 billion behind, I got to figure out how to keep that $2 billion or make more than that. They're like, oh, that's daddy's money. Yeah, but I could spend daddy's money and go broke. You know, people don't understand. MC Hammer was a millionaire, went broke. Mike Tyson, multimillionaire, went broke. But then he found his way back up to the top. Kmart, a $1 billion company, went under. You know what I'm saying? You just don't know. Like, you can lose money like that. You just got to figure out how to keep it coming in, you know. But I don't know how y'all feel about it. But for me, I just feel like there's more for my life than meets the eye. And here I am sitting in the dark in my room. But, you know, I don't know, man. I just want to be able to do what I love and live life to the fullest. I want to go and live life and not be held down by a job. I want to create. I am a creator. I wouldn't say influencer because I don't really influence people. I'm kind of a bad influence. I don't do drugs or drink or anything, but I'm not, like, I'm very dark-humored and controversial. Like, I say some fucked up shit. Like, I might say some shit that'll rub people the wrong way. Like, fuck woke culture. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could say some really fucked up shit. But other than that, like, I don't know. I want to create, whether it's music, whether it's videos, you know, I kind of want to just be a musician and a actor. And, you know, do some behind the scenes work too. You know, be an editor. I just want to do it all. You know, but I need to focus on one and grow that before I decide to jump to other. Because I'm trying to grow them all together. And it's like, nah, you can't do that. You're only one person. So do what these other people do. You know, grow one thing. Like Jake Paul. He started off, grew his Vine. Then after he grew Vine, he got on Disney, grew his brand a little bit more. Then he was able to jump to YouTube. So when Disney fell, he was able to continue and grow his YouTube to the point where he was able to start boxing. And now he's growing his boxing career. You see what I mean? Logan, the same thing. Vine. He's been on a little bit of TV shows here and there. He was on Law & Order. He even had his own airplane movie, airplane mode, whatever. And then after he grew from, you know, YouTube, he was able to jump the boxing, grew that a tad bit, and then jump into the podcast scene, and then he grew that to the next level. You know what I'm saying? And now he's even on a bigger level because he started Prime. Well, it's not actually his. It was Max. Max is the guy who created Prime. But he helped build Prime to where it's at now. You know, Prime, not only he was able to leverage Max's company, I don't know the name of Max, what's his company's name, but he was able, with him and KSI, to take it to the next level. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Beast just made YouTube videos on his channel. But then he was able to grow and make Feastables and make, you know, his burger shit, Mr. Beast Burgers. You know what I'm saying? They grew one thing before they took on another. You know, that's, even with Eminem, he grew his rap career, but now he's also got the Mom Spaghetti restaurant. David Dobrik grew his YouTube, but now he's got Dobrik's Pizza. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's easier now when you have the internet and your audience than it was back then, before the internet. I don't know. Y'all tell me what y'all think. Y'all can write in the comments. I'll read them. Tell me what you think about this episode. Tell me, do you feel the same way as me? Do you want to make more out of your life than what you're doing right now? Like I said, you don't have to be a millionaire, multimillionaire, billionaire to be happy. You can work a regular job, have a wife and some kids, and retire, and then that's it. You know, but I want to do a lot more, especially in America, because it's expensive in this fucking country. And I'd love to go explore Japan. And, you know, Australia and those places are fucking expensive too. You know, there's some countries I'd like to visit that isn't as expensive, but, you know, this is my homeland and I don't know. I'm gonna go watch some The Richest videos now. I love y'all. Y'all stay safe and I will catch y'all in the next episode. TTFN. Ta-ta for now.